One of David Sandler's greatest sales concepts involves helping a prospect discover his own pain, the emotional reason for buying. Reversing is one of the strategies you can use to make that happen. On this CD, you'll hear how to use reversing to uncover a prospect's pain and keep him talking.
Can asking questions be the answer? Most salespeople talk too much. They could close more sales if they talked less and asked more questions. While an amateur thinks he should fill the dead air time during the sales call with words, the professional lets the prospect do the talking and allows the reverses to keep the interview moving in the direction of the sale. Reversing is the strategy which allows you to maximize the benefits of the Sandler rule, which says your prospect should talk 70% of the time, and you, the salesperson, should talk only 30% of the time. Now, I know this may go against your grain. I mean, after all, it feels safe to tell people what you know, even if what you know can hurt you. It seems risky to ask questions and not know how your prospect will respond. Reversing will help you resist spilling your candy in the lobby, which means giving away your expertise before you know if the prospect even needs or wants it. The strategy of asking a question in response to a prospect's question is called reversing. What does reversing do for you? Well, here are several benefits you'll obtain when you reverse your prospects. First, if the prospect is talking, you must be asking questions. Questions shift the focus from you to the prospect, where it really belongs. Questions flatter your prospect. They show that you're interested. Questions help your prospect solve, or at least see more clearly, his issues and problems. People often make better sense of their situation when they speak their problems out loud. Questions help you gather additional information on which you can base your response. Questions probe, which helps you answer the prospect's real question. Questions keep you from being boxed in. Questions allow your prospect to become emotionally involved. Remember, people make decisions intellectually, but they buy emotionally. And finally, questions help keep you from contracting one of the amateur salesperson's most dreaded illnesses, premature presentation. That means dropping back into some version of show and tell, where you do all the talking and don't allow for the prospect's input. Listen to what David Sandler has to say about reversing.
You answer every question with a question. And if you find yourself talking, when someone asks you a question, you're in a lot of trouble.